Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
When planted early, fall-planted cereal rye can provide excellent cold-tolerant late fall grazing and more grazing again in the spring. Ideally, plant the cereal rye as soon as possible after harvest and before 2 weeks after the 50% frost date. For maximum fall grazing, the target is drilling prior to mid-September for 10 to 12 inch height forage grazing. However, is it too late now to plant cereal rye this fall if the row crop harvest prevented early drilling? Well, based on UNL research, rye cover crops planted after corn in late October to late November and terminated in late April to early May will likely still produce at least 1,000 pounds per acre dry matter. Further, Jerry Valesky, UNL forage specialist, says that research plots were drilled at North Platte this year during the fourth week of October and will likely be successfully established and produce good spring grazing and nitrogen scavenging. Since cereal rye is more winter hardy than other grains like barley, wheat, and triticale, it can start growing when temperatures are as low as 32 degrees and produce extensive fibrous root systems. For later rye drilling, though, it's recommended to increase the seeding rates 30% compared to the average seeding rates of 45 to 60 pounds per acre to compensate for less rye fall tillering and reduce fall growth. The 2025 crop growing season has been extended 2 weeks longer than average, but for adequate grazing next spring, the cereal rye fall drilling cutoff date is late November. Further fields are planted in late November. Remember, spring terminated dates will need to be adjusted after April 15th. More information regarding cover crops and cereal rye is available online at cropwatch.unl.edu. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, this is Nebraska Extension Irrigation Cropping Systems and Forage Educator Todd Whitney.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.